Well, Joe Hockey may have won over some of Australia's big retailers with his budget's $20,000 tax deduction, but economists have raised doubts about whether it'll generate the kind of stimulus the government wants. And accountants are urging small business owners not to rush into new purchases. Business reporter Pat McGrath has more.
It's the kind of scene the Treasurer Joe Hockey would be happy to see in the days after this year's budget. There's a queue banking up at the checkout of Van der Lutz's kitchenware store that supplies cooking equipment and crockery to restaurants and cafes around Melbourne. She was pleasantly surprised by the small business package announced on Tuesday night.
Great, you know, you're expecting, you know, people to come through and spend the money on those big ticket items that they were thinking twice about.
Businesses that sell things to other businesses were among the big winners from this year's budget. That's because any company with a turnover of less than $2 million a year can claim a 100% taxable income deduction on any asset purchase worth up to $20,000, and they can claim the write-off on as many items as they like. Van der Lutz is hoping some of the bigger items she stocks, like industrial ovens and fridges, will make it onto a few businesses' shopping lists. But she's not counting on a big rush just yet.
You wonder, yeah, it all seems great on paper, getting this tax back on anything under $20,000. But at the end of the day, how many of these restaurants are actually making a profit and will be able to benefit from this tax break?
Because people have to be making profits to claim this deduction, don't they?
Well, that's my first thoughts. Restaurants are complaining about weekend rates and the costs of foods and, you know, raw ingredients and things like that, and they're finding it hard to actually make profit.
The package is designed to stimulate the economy by helping companies to expand, while at the same time handing over some of their cash to other businesses. But Monash University economist Jacob Madsen thinks the government's 1.5% tax cut for incorporated small businesses, also announced in the budget, is more likely to generate economic activity.
That's because it increases the profit. And with higher profit, there'll be higher investment. And investment is extremely effective in creating employment. So the other proposal is very ineffective, in my view, a big waste of money.
Is there any sign from sort of behavioural economics perspectives that these kind of measures, depreciation measures on assets, actually do encourage the kind of spending that the government's looking for here?
I don't know of any studies in that context, but my intuition, my feeling is that companies will have just spent it on small petty projects.
And already the nation's accountants are urging caution about making big purchases, like Tony Greco from the Institute of Public Accountants.
You have to have some taxable profits to offset this deduction against. So if you don't have those taxable profits, there's no point in going out and spending money on a second-hand motor car, unless you've got some taxable profits to offset it against.
So what's the potential here for rorting? Because what's to stop somebody from getting an ABN, deciding they want to buy a second-hand car for less than $20,000 and claiming it as a business expense?
Well, we would hope that $20,000 is a significant outlay, that they would at least run it past their accountant and say, this is what I'm proposing to do, and hopefully that some guidance is given beforehand.
You're assuming that all accountants do the right thing, though?
Well, they're required to by law. You can't knowingly put something in that doesn't pass muster. So at the end of the day, agents are all singing along the same or using the same hymn book. So therefore, they all have to comply with the law. So if there's a clear breach of the law, regardless of which tax agent you go to, there's an obligation on agents to comply with the law.
That's Tony Greco from the Institute of Public Accountants, ending Pat McGrath's report.